Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
going on here?
Drive.
Get that message to God. Right away.
Thank you.
we have the body here now, locked in a cell. There's no question about it, General. He's dead, all right. I understand. I'll be right there, sir. Bring in a squad of men, Lieutenant. Place a guard around that cell.
Yes, sir.
Captain, don't let anyone in or out of the building.
Yes, sir.
Come along. Barnhart?
Yes?
I'm very sorry, but I have to ask you to call off this meeting.
Call it off? But I had permission from the Army.
I know you did, sir. But the robots are loose now, and it's not safe around here. You'll have to get your people out of this area.
Thank you.
thought that you would hurt me.
Hurt me.
With your witch's broom, build me up and you desert me.
Hurt me.
Fascinated me, till all I could see was nothing but you. Each night I see you in my
down, David.
Oh, look, do you think I could use your,
Upstairs. First door on the right.
Thanks. I am a righteous man. I am a righteous man. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. I am a righteous man.
Life and death?
No. That that power is reserved to the Almighty Spirit. This technique, in some cases, can restore life for a limited period.
But how long?
You mean how long will I live? That no one can tell.
Under the circumstances, the army people have asked us to leave. And since their concern is for our safety, I can do nothing but suggest that we comply.
Forgive me if I speak bluntly. The universe grows smaller every day, and the threat of aggression by any group, anywhere, can no longer be tolerated. There must be security for all, or no one is secure. Now, this does not mean giving up any freedom, except the freedom to act irresponsibly. Your ancestors knew this when they made laws to govern themselves and hired policemen to enforce them. We of the other planets have long accepted this principle. We have an organization for the mutual protection of all planets and for the complete elimination of aggression. The test of any such higher authority is, of course, the police force that supports it. For our policemen, we created a race of robots. Their function is to patrol the planets in spaceships like this one and preserve the peace. In matters of aggression, we have given them absolute power over us. This power cannot be revoked. At the first sign of violence, they act automatically against the aggressor. The penalty for provoking their action is too terrible to risk. The result is we live in peace, without arms or armies, secure in the knowledge that we are free from aggression and war, free to pursue more profitable enterprises. We do not pretend to have achieved perfection, but we do have a system, and it works. I came here to give you these facts. It is no concern of ours how you run your own planet, but if you threaten to extend your violence, this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder. Your choice is simple. Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration. We shall be waiting for your answer. The decision rests with you. Gort Beringer.
Like Mariah. And psychic powers, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now and learn the stuff they don't want you to know. Here are the facts. On April 4th, 1968, civil rights hero and pastor Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated while standing on the second floor balcony of a motel in Memphis, Tennessee. The world recoiled in horror at the news. Dr. King had galvanized the civil rights movement, and at the time of his death, he was working to organize and focus the burgeoning anti-war movement. 2 months after the shooting, a man named James Earl Ray was arrested at London's Heathrow Airport as he tried to leave the UK under a fake Canadian passport. The FBI had linked Ray's fingerprints to the murder weapon and a set of binoculars. He was extradited to Tennessee and pled guilty to the crime with hopes of avoiding execution. Although Dr. King was dead, his killer had been captured and justice had been served. At least, that's the mainstream version. Yet multiple people don't believe James Earl Ray acted alone or that he shot Dr. King at all. Why? Here's where it gets crazy. Conspiracy theories about the assassination of Dr. King began to spread soon after his death. 3 days after entering his guilty plea, James Earl Ray tried to recant his statement, claiming that he had been framed by a criminal associate called Raoul, who allegedly hired him for various smuggling jobs. Additionally, a local bar owner named Lloyd Jowers claimed that a Memphis drug dealer named Frank Liberto gave him $100,000 to hire a hitman to shoot Dr. King, and Jowers said the man he contacted wasn't Ray. But the conspiracy theories don't end there. One of Ray's lawyers, William Pepper, claimed that the U.S. government was responsible for the assassination and had made a scapegoat of Ray. This theory has some surprising supporters, including Jesse Jackson and Dexter Scott King, Dr. King's son. Dexter King visited Ray in prison in 1997, and he also claimed that Ray was innocent. Is there any evidence to support this claim of government involvement? It's true that beginning in 1957, Hoover directed the FBI to monitor Dr. King, wiretapping his phone to investigate his suspected communist leanings. And in 1999, Dr. King's family won a civil case that found the bar owner Jowers and others, including government agencies, guilty of the murder. The Department of Justice contests this conclusion, and on their website they address problems with the finding, maintaining that the verdict is based on hearsay rather than on fact. To add to this confusion, other researchers such as Steve Coakley believe that Jesse Jackson himself was somehow involved in the assassination. Martin Luther King remains one of the most important people in U.S. history. His birthday is a national holiday, and children study his work in school. Could it be possible that the same government agencies celebrating his life today participated in a conspiracy to kill him? One last thing. In 1976, the House Select Committee on Assassinations began investigating this murder. They concluded that while there may have been a conspiracy, it did not involve the government, and James Earl Ray was ultimately the killer. Ray claimed that he was innocent and maintained this position until his death, still imprisoned, in 1998. Today, much of the public remains dissatisfied with the official investigations and conclusion. Much of the evidence the House Select Committee used was sealed for 50 years. To the mainstream, this is a normal congressional rule. To conspiracy theorists, it's proof that there's something they don't want you to know.
Quelle bonne surprise, n'est-ce pas? Who could have guessed we would all be seeing each other so soon after our last meeting? The fates are too kind. And since you, my little Judas, have brought them here, I can only surmise that the fortune teller has found herself another shell. Disappointing, but not unexpected. I do hope, however, she has the good manners to learn her lesson and to remember that there is no action without consequence. And if you take something from me, you will pay the price.
You know why we are here.
Come now. What kind of question is this? Of course I know. It is my business to know. Some might think this is a strange coincidence, but I do not. I am curious, though, as to how it actually happened. Do you know?
No.
No? I did not think so. But it is always best to ask. Huh?
We want to make a deal.
Always straight to business, huh, Morpheus? Okay. I have something you want to make a deal. You must have something.
Yes?
And it so happens there is something I want. Something I have wanted ever since I first came here. It is said they cannot be taken. They can only be given.
What?
The eyes of the Oracle. I have told you before there is no escaping the nature of the universe. It is that nature that has again brought you to me. Where some see coincidence, I see consequence. Where others see chance, I see cost. Bring me the eyes of the Oracle, and I will give you back your savior. It seems a perfectly fair and reasonable deal to me. Yes? No?
I don't have time for this shit. You want to make a deal? How about this? You give me Neo, or we all die right here, right now.
Interesting deal. You are really ready to die for this man.
Believe it. She'll do it. If she has to, she'll kill every one of us. She's in love.
It is remarkable how similar the pattern of love is to the pattern of insanity.
Time's up. What's it gonna be, Murph?
they will let white folks make a movie about any goddamn thing. Look at Hollywood. Scissorhands, give me a fucking break. Somebody is on crack. Somebody's smoking a pipe at the studio. Somebody at the studio is smoking crack. Scissorhands, throw mama from the train. Only white folks can throw their mama from a damn train, and it's a hit fucking movie. Ain't that some crazy shit? Throw mama from the goddamn... What's the other thing? White men can't jump. They don't have to. They own the team. Some white man is at the bank right now. Ooh, my niggas are jumping. Oh, jump, nigga. White daddy make you jump. Jump. Oh, jump. Single white female. They'll let white folks make a movie about any fucking thing. But I knew they were crazy when they let them make Driving Miss Daisy. In the 90s, Driving Miss Daisy. Fuck Miss Daisy. I will walk before I drive some goddamn Miss Daisy. Some old Jewish woman, I'll take a bagel and beat the shit out of Miss Daisy. This is the 90s. I'll drive that bitch to an alley and rob her. I will do a carjack. Miss Daisy would be on the fucking bus. She fuck with me. See, a lot of you are relating, but a lot of white folks are not laughing. They're holding back because they love that Tar Baby, Aunt Jemima, let's go back bullshit. Oh, me dating, I love it. Fuck that. I don't like that cooning, happy slave bullshit. See, you're white. You can go back. Back to the Future. They like all that shit. You can skip on back. Your little ass is white. I go back. I can only go back so far. Then my black ass is in chains. Fuck you. I'm not going back. Trying to trick a nigga back. Trying to trick a nigga back. Come on, nigga. Come on back. Come back to Jamaica. Come on. No, I'm going to stay here in the 90s where I can tell you to kiss my black ass. I didn't like the ending of that movie. In the rest home, he's feeding it. Oh, you my best friend. I said, look, poison this bitch so I can go home and get to sleep. What they going to do? Let Spike Lee write and direct part two? Driving Miss Daisy some more? But my favorite, I have to confess, I swear, don't tell anybody, Lassie. I love that fucking Lassie. Was that a smart dog? God damn, that dog was smart. Remember how Lassie used to start? That was Lassie whistling. That dog was smart, wasn't it? And then they talk to Lassie like Lassie was a person. You know, they didn't white folks talk to Lassie like they grew up. Lassie, hey, Lassie. Hi, girl. How's your mom? Oh, Lassie. I love you. Call me in an hour, Lassie. Come in and talk to fucking Lassie. I saw one episode where Grandpa drove him somewhere, remember, and had a heart attack. Lassie drove him to the hospital and made a left turn. I said, God damn, Lassie, this is a smart fucking dog. Lassie got dogs killed. I had a little mixed ghetto dog. I must have hit that dog in the head with a hammer. I said, motherfucker, if Lassie can do it, you go do it. I said, you better talk back. I'm going to give you to the Vietnamese family. I bet they'll make your ass talk. You'll holler for help. I bet they'll make you talk. Oh, but that Lassie... And then one episode, they got burglarized. They said, girl, what did they take, girl? What? Were there any niggers? Any dark one, girl? Any real dark ones? That black girl? Make out the police report, Lassie. I used to always like put, you know, your race because you're black into movies. I always thought Frankenstein was a nigga. No, because all the white folks were always chasing Frankenstein. Right? Got him! Got him! He was always running like a nigga. And he grunted like niggas. Niggas. And when he catch him, he's just like, nigga, he whooped their ass. What? He said, I threw motherfuckers all over the place. Rah! I said, get him, nigga. Rah! He still shit, remember? And then white people were scared of him like they're scared of niggas. Oh, what's that? What was that? Niggas behind it at him? That shit used to fuck me up. I'm sorry. He tried to catch that nigga, wouldn't he? Some crazy wild shit. No, that's why I can't get ready for the shit. The movies are crazy. White films, I'm sorry, white folks, it's crazy shit. One thing in Hollywood, they don't like black men and they don't like white women. You white women here, some of you are uncle women, so you know what I'm talking about. But the ones that are up on the shit, you know the game. You watch the movies come out of Hollywood, what they think of white women. They don't give a fuck about a white woman. They put you with freaks, Beauty and the Beast. Come on, that's bestiality. A white woman with a fucking monster. I know a monster when I see one. Oh, it's just insides. Fuck that. That's a fucking lion. Have a white lady fucking him all night and shit. Come on. Don't take your kid to see that shit. 4 or 5 years from now, your kid will be in the kitchen fucking the dog singing Beauty and the Beast. Sick shit. King Kong. They ran to get that white woman. Oh, get a white woman. She'll fuck that big gorilla. Get a white woman. Princess and the Frog. Oh, get a pretty white woman. Get a frog. That's freak shit. And a fucking frog. Elephant Man, I love you. White Lady. Swamp Thing, white woman, I love you. The Fly, big old green eyes throwing. Get a white woman, I love you. Sick shit. That's sick white shit. Put a black woman in these movies and see don't the dialogue change. Put a black lady in The Fly. You big-eyed motherfucker. You'll never buzz on this pussy. I bet when I get this black flag, you get the fuck out of my face. Swamp Thing, you better get your ass back in them pot of greens. I ain't through cooking them greens. Frog, Elephant Man, lion, get your ass in the car. We're going to the zoo to find you somebody, because ain't a goddamn thing happening here. But they just give the white woman dumb lines. I love you. They don't give a fuck about the white lady. If they ain't raping a white lady, if they ain't sexual, if they don't have you fucking everything in the movie, then they chopping your head off. White women aren't safe in a dream. If you fall asleep, Freddy gets after your ass. Freddy gets after you. You cannot be safe in a goddamn dream. And then you guys wonder why the serial killer wants you. He goes to the movie, and the movie says, kill the white woman. In fact, kill about 50 of them. That's some cold shit. And it's the deal. I get a little carried away because, fuck it, it's real. But that's why I can't watch television because it's too wild. Because they got crazy shit on Star Trek, the new generation. Who's writing this futuristic stuff for black folks? Who's writing this? One nigga's blind, the other one like his mother fucked a turtle. Who's writing this? Whoopi Goldberg running around looking like a fugitive from a pancake box. Who's writing this shit?
We now can turn to another page as the control groove will take you out of the outer mind stream and back home where you belong. Good evening, good evening, good evening. DJ Hanico, Michael Lewis Ingram here. Hope you're enjoying our little mad scientist mixes as we go through Halloween. Tuesday, we will be back, 8 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Hump Day special, 9 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday evening, going editorial. Thursday, a special one is we will do a blueberry tea set. We'll do this to recognize my mom, who would have been 95 years old on Thursday. In any event, you carry on with the music wherever you are. If you're not home, hope that you get home safely. Go safe, stay safe, be safe. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. That's right. Wash your ass. We cannot have you smelling like wild onion, toe jam, and ass gravy.
Go wash your ass. Give him a drink of water.
And by all means, watch your back. Shout out to my brother Gary Gray, as he did his blue light special earlier. Right, my brother, I could not attend as, I don't know, I'm fighting off something, y'all. So we're going to do what we can to keep it away. We will continue on and play on. And by chance, if it goes past 11 o'clock, remember, you can listen to the full show once the files sort themselves out. So approximately 12:30 thereabouts a.m., you should be able to hear the show in its entirety, if not soon after. In any event, I want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. Kick back, relax, everybody. The control groove takes you from the outer mind stream.
met him, I was downtown shopping. Walking along, I was kind of thinking to myself, you know. And I looked up and I looked dead into the eyes of the finest man you ever laid eyes on, girl. You wouldn't believe it. Drop top, he was looking good. He smiled at me and I smiled back at him. And I went on about my shopping and he drove on off. Thinking about my shopping and that fine man I just saw. And I looked up and he was standing right behind me. So I didn't want to act like I was afraid or nothing. So he smiled at me and he started hitting on me. And I said, "Say, mister, I already got a man and he's good to me." So he said, "It ain't nothing wrong with having a cup of coffee, baby." And my heart got in the way of my mind. And the devil got into me. And we sat down and he rapped to me over the coffee. And he's telling me all those sweet and innocent things. And you know what? Right there, I lost my heart to him. But now, he's gone. And I just want to let him know how I really, really feel. Now I'm sitting here with pencil and paper with tears in my eyes because I still love him. And I just want to let him know, you, oh, you made me leave my happy home. That's what you did. You took my love and now you go somewhere. Ever since I've been for you. For you.
At the top of the hour, stay where you walk in the chat room. We will play Beyond the Hour at the top of the hour as well. Francie and Friends featuring the son of soul icon Solomon Burke. Y'all check it out. Keep it where it is.
All the things you a smile for me. Lately I've been so lonely, and a smile from you might make these blues go away. Stay a while with me. Can't you tell I've been lonely, and a smile from you might make it a nicer day. Close your eyes and dream of a sunny place. Watch the world when you smile. Stay with me and smile at me, sunny babe. Chase the clouds away with your smile. Make a smile for me. Lately I've been so lonely, and a smile from you might make these blues go away. Stay a while with me. Can't you tell I've been lonely, and a smile from you might make it a nicer day. Close your eyes and dream of a sunny place. Watch the world. Stay with me and smile at me, sunny face. Chase the clouds away with your smile. Your smile. Thank you.
Rise out of this, such a human waste. can do about it.
Shot by his father. There's no way. It was April Fool's Day, so people didn't want to believe it. It's an insane idea.
Los Angeles this morning, held without bail and facing murder charges in the death of his son.
I remember hearing that his father was very jealous of one, his career and the relationship that he had with his mom. So there's a lot of animosity, a lot of hurt there.
Best
ever done. And nobody likes it. Not my wife, not Betty Gordy. Nobody likes it.
Just as sure as I live, I will love you alone. You belong in my arms, you belong in my home. I don't expect you to be someone else that you're not. All I want you to give, all that you've got. And to move me no mountain, turn me no tide, swim me no ocean.
Didn't look well. He looked absolutely wiped out. He just looked tired. It was almost like he just wanted to give up.
Fill my life with your love. You're the bread, you're the wine. Fill my life with your love, and I'll fill yours with mine. You'll never see my eyes cry bitter tears of regret. Fine with me.
Thank you.
And as we fade to black, you know we'll be back Tuesday evening, 8 p.m., with the last of the blueberry iced tea grooves. After the 15th, it will be the blueberry tea set. You'll know how we roll with that. Of course, Wednesday, the hump day special, 9 p.m. Eastern. Brother G is working on his music projects, and we will reveal them as soon as his maintenance on his system is complete. And, of course, Thursday, 8 p.m., another blueberry tea groove. On behalf of everybody here at the tree, please go safe, stay safe, and be safe. Once you get from A to B and back to A-OK, take care. Great night. We'll see you Tuesday. Bye.